We are learning Masechta Avodah Zarah Daf Samach Dalad Amud Aleph, and we are starting seven lines from the bottom of Samach Gimel Amud Beis, the first words on the line of Ochlu Kluvishu, in the middle of that line. Yosef, we're going back to some sugyas of Yayin Esach. Yosef Rav Nachman V'Ula V'Avimai Bar Papi. Three Amroyim were sitting, Rav Nachman, Ula, and Avim, Rav Papi, V'yosef Rav Chia Ba'ami Gabayu, and Rav Chia Ba'ami was sitting there, V'yosef Kama Ba'alu, and he asked him a shayla, Rav Chia asked him a shayla, Sochor Lishbor B'yai Nesach Mahu. Now we learned that you're not allowed to take schar for working with the Yai Nesach, that's what we learned in the Mishnah, the first Mishnah of the Perek, and not only that, your schar is aser. If you use, you get schar, you get payment, you get wages, the wages are aser. What happens? And we said, why is that? It's a knas. What's the knas? The knas is because reitz of akuma. The knas is because if my whole job is to transport Yayin Esach, I want that Yayin Esach to be here. If not, I don't have a job anymore. So my whole trucking business is to transport Yayin Esach from place to place. Obviously, I need the Yayin Esach around, and therefore that's wrong. Reitz of akuma, you're not supposed to want a vizari, you're supposed to destroy a vizari. Therefore, it's a knas. Here the shaila was, his job was to destroy Yayin Esach. He's getting paid for that. So that's a shayla already. He wants to have the Yayin Esach around for another few hours because this is his job to smash it. If it all of a sudden it smashes by itself, his job is off. So at the end of the day, what's his job? To destroy Avodah Zarah. So maybe then he could take money for that because there that's an important thing to get destroyed Avodah Zarah. That was the question. One of the Amoraim sitting answered, said, Yishbar, but Tavla Bracha. It's a great thing. Let him break it because he's destroying Avodah Zarah. No problem. Zot the Gemara, Leimim Mesiyeleu. Let's be a raya. It says like this in a Braisa, you're not allowed to dig with a guy in Kalayim. Now, Kalayim is Aser to work with, and there's a law for that. And here you're helping him dig around, you're helping it grow. But Zok the Gemara on top of Samach Dalam Alav, Aval Ikrim Imoy, the Brisa goes further and says, Aval Ikrim Imoy, Kedelamayit as a Tifla. You're allowed to work with him ripping out Kalayim. That's Mutter. Because that you're allowed to make a Hashlich and Libel, the Rash says, that is Mutter to do. And even though your job is to take out all the Kalayim, so you want it to be around because you want your job to continue, Lamay says it's Mutter. Aval Ikrim Imoy, Kedelamayit as a Tifla. So this is going to be a raya to Hashayla. So first we have to establish that it's Osir to Mekayim. And then you can be a raya that even though it's Osir to Mekayim, that's Isir. Here, since I'm being Oikirit, so even though I want it to be Mekayim it for a certain, to have my job, that's not an Isir. So to bring that raya, we have to say that the Zman Diyama holds that Kalayim is Osir Lekayim. So Veruah, the Tamid Yeshiva brought this raya, held that this din of Oikrim Imoik, the Lamute, Hamani Rabbi Kivihi, the Omar, Rakiva Shita is the Omar, Mekayim be Kalayim Loika. He holds that Mekayim alone by Kalayim is Loika. What's an example of Mekayim? So Rashi says the example is someone makes a fence around a Kalayim field, he gets Malkus. Mekayim Kalayim is Loika. Not that when you plant it. You make a fence around it, you get Malkus. The Tayyim Lutan of Raisa. Hamanachesh, someone who prunes, Vamechapa, who covers the dirt over the seeds be Kalayim Loika. That's possibly called Zoreya. Rabbi Kiva, that's called planting. Rabbi Kiva, Ima Afa Mekayim. Even Mekayim is also the right time of the Rabbi Kiva. The Makra, the Pasuk says, the Tar Pasuk like this, it's Chugasai Teshmairu, Behemtech Oloi Sabia Kalayim, Sadach Oloi Sizra Kalayim. Now, I could have said, Behemtech Oloi Sabia Kalayim, and Loi Sizra Sadach Kalayim. Why does it say the word Kalayim next to the word Sadach? We're going to have a drush from that. So, my time of the Rabbi Kiva, I'm across Sadach Oloi Sizra Kalayim, Ainli Elezareya, Le Sizra Kalayim, Mekayim and Ayim. How do you know that if I'm Mekayim at the Mosav Chayiv? Tamaloymar, the Girsha should be Sodach Oloi Sizra Kalayim. Kalayim Sodach Oloi. The word Kalayim from Behemtech Oloi, Kalayim Sodach Oloi. That should be the Girsha. Kalayim Sodach Oloi, and that teaches us it can't even be Mekayim. So the Ilu, so now we hold this Mishnah, this Braisa is going according to Rabbi Kiva. The Ilu Lemute Tiflo Shari, and it says they allowed to destroy it. You're allowed to get paid for destroying it. Even though you mekayim it, you want it to be mekuyim because you want your job, stole its mutter. So same thing about Zara. Even though you want it to be mekuyim for a certain amount of time, since I'm destroying it, it's mutter. So it's a raya to Rav Nachman. It's not a raya. Why? Hamani Rabboni. Maybe this price is going to Rabban hold. There's no prama kiyim at all. And that's why you're allowed to do it, because no prama kiyim at all. Freyti Gemara, Rabbanon, my ear yoikrim. If it's Rabbanon, so then, Vos Epis Oikrim, I feel like you're an Irish Shabbat Dhamma. You're a big Chiddush. Get an Oikrim, Imai. You're allowed to put a fence around it. If it's going to the Rabbanon, Even Kiyuma is mutter. So it sounds like if we're saying Dafka Ikrim is mutter, it sounds like a going court to Rekiva. So tomorrow, no, it's still Rabbanon. Hachamai Eskinon, it's still Rabbanon. And what's the Shaila? Why Dafka Ikrim? Hachamai Eskinon, going to Koya Ova Bechinam, that you're working for this guy for free. And the Shaila is that you got to give a Matnas Chinam to the guy. Rabbi Yehudi, the Omar, lead thing lehem Matnas Chinam also. You're not allowed to give a free present to a guy. So it was saying like this. So here, but it's the Rabbana. And why do you have to tell me that Oikrim is mutter? Not because of the rights of Akumai, but because of Itna Matnas Chinam. Rehu the whole thing, I'll give Matnas Chinam. So he was saying that to work for him for free, to pull out the client, that's mutter. Why? Because Lemaisa, even though you're doing an Isser of Matnas Chinam, but since I'm destroying the Kalayim, that's allowed. That's allowed. So Zakh the Gemara, okay, if that's the case, so we can learn out to Rabbi Kiva also the same thing. So we're saying this. Rabbi Yehuda, Mishra Rabbi Kiva, Lav Am Rabbi Yehuda, didn't Rabbi Yehuda say, Osir, you're not allowed to work for free, Osir Matnas Chinam, Ab Lemute Tifla Shapadami, but Lemute Tifla is Mutter. Even though you're not allowed to do it for free, but to get rid of something, I do it. Lamute tifla shabadami. Mute tifla is mutter, and therefore mayai nesach as well. Lamute tifla shabadami. And that's it. It's a good raya. Don't talk about it anymore. It's a good raya. We could have gone straight from Rabbi Yehuda to yai nesach, by the way, like Tosis points out. Rabbi Yehuda Nishwar Akiva, who had didn't Rehuda Hayachla Chiach. Lechiach himself to Yai Nesach. So we go Rabbi Yehuda to Rabbi Kiva, holds Mekayim Klaim's Osir, was saying still Lemute Tifla's Mutter, and who had them a Yai Nesach. So the bottom line again, the Shaila was, am I allowed to work with the Yai Nesach and get paid for it if I'm destroying the Yai Nesach, breaking the Yai Nesach? So what was the Shaila? My side want more rights of Akumai. Teretz says, no, when I'm getting rid of something, even though it's rights of Akumai for a temporary amount of time, since I'm trying to destroy it, that to get paid for. And the Raya is from Kalayim. The Issa by Kalayim is either the Issa Mekayim, like Rabbi Kiva, or even Atzvat Aschinam, but still you see, if I'm trying to get rid of it, it's Mutta. And then they were sitting there, another Shaila. Hodol Yosef and Kabarele, the Meir Vizchav and Meir Vizchav and Mahu. The halacha is, when you sell Avodah Zarah, that money gets a din Avodah Zarah. We learn from a Pasuk, Vayisachayim Kamayu, Kol Shatam Ahayim Menu Kamayu. So the Pasuk says that, but the Pasuk is talking about Yisrael, actually. That Pasuk talking about Klal Yisrael, when they get there to Yisrael, they destroy all the Avodah Zarahs. So what about a Goy? When a Goy sells Avodah Zarah, is the money he receives in return for the Avodah Zarah, is that Avodah Zarah also? If a Goy sells his Avodah Zarah, does the money also tefes his Dhamma? Me tefes his Dhamma, v'yad v'chav, my loy. Amalu Rav Nachman, Mestavra, the Meir Vizchav, v'yad v'chav, mutarim. Mestavra is that it's dafka by Yisrael has his din, that the money gets a din of Avodah Zarah, but not by a guy. What's the Raya? I mean, the Hanud also came to Rav Avuah. There were a bunch of Goyim who came to Rav Avuah, a few Goyim. They wanted Megayer. And they're pretty expensive Avodah Zarahs. So Amalahu, Zilus Vinu Koma de Istuhu, sell everything you have, and then Vesu is Gairu, and then be Megayer. And you have money in your hands. It won't be a problem. My timer, Shum de Kasava, the Meir Vizchav, v'yad v'chav, mutarim. So he says, clear from that story that the money down is Zara. Because he's telling the guy, before you come a Ger, sell all your other Zaras, then you take the cash, take the $5,000, and now become a Ger. What do you mean? The $5,000 also have a Zara. Teretz is, when a guy sells a Zara, it doesn't get a shame of a Zara in it. Huh?
If it would be us, no.
So you're worried that the business is going? So but I guess we wouldn't be choishes dafka that's Avodah Zarah. He has all the money also. He only has Avodah Zarah money. How many times does he sell Avodah Zarah? He keeps his Avodah Zarah. He doesn't sell Avodah Zarah, is the normal thing. We wouldn't be choishes for that. Grada, the Tosfos says like the opposite. The Tosfos says, the Gemara says that you're not allowed to go to a Kaimer or whatever. You're worried he has the Avodah Zarah, but a Shuk the Avodah Zarah. The Gemara says, dear, it's dafka because you died likas when I don't know Avodah Zarah. But the Kabbalah's Gaya or Pereya Chayva, that's not the plan. Echanam, you're right. For a regular guy, you can't, if you know he's using that new money for Avodah Zarah, Itaka can't use that money. That money is a problem. But a regular guy, you're not going to be choshes for, especially a Ger. Here, the guy doesn't plan on using the money for Avodah Zarah, it's not a problem. You're saying bring it right the other way. Yeah, Echanam, you have to go Basu Roy then. It's a good question. But in any case, the halacha is that Taka not Taifa, so your Raya is good at the end of the day, so I'm trying to bring a better Raya. Yeah. So here, see, Tom Kumbagaris, you see, it's not typhus. Somewhere, no. But Dilma Shani Hossam, it's not a riot. Dilma Shani Hossam, Kimen Daitele Gure Badi Batla. It's not a riot, because maybe there, Be'etzem usually it has a din d'mei avodah zarah. What is the help by geirus to sell it? You know why? Because if they're selling, since they're becoming geirim, they probably are mevatel avodah zarah before they sell it. They probably mevatel it. And they can vatal. We know a goy can vatal by Zara, not a Yisrael, but a goy can vatal by Zara. So it's not a riot. Maybe really they were vatal before they sold it. So you don't see that the mayor is chavim, not a chavim. That's not a riot. Let's start bringing another riot. Elam Hilcha. Yisrael shay noisha boy v'chavim mana. If Yisrael was a goy owed him money, a goy owed Yisrael money. Now this guy was destitute. So Yisrael shay noisha boy v'chavim mana umacha v'chavim behavi loy, and he sold his avayda Zara to bring you money. And you know that. Or Yayin Nesach, he sold his Yayin Nesach and brought you money. Halacha is mutter. That's not a problem. And it's a riot, taking the money, doesn't have din d'mei chavim. Avam amaloi hamtim le ad she'em kervis chavim. If the guy says, you know, wait a second, I have a avodah zarah, wait for me until I sell it, then I'll pay you back. I don't have money right now. Ve'evilach, Yayin Nesach, ve'evilach. Then it's awesome. So like upon him, it's a raya. We got a raya from here. This is a raya, the mayor is going to have a chavim. If you sold the avodah zarah, you pay back the Yisrael, it's mutter. So it's a first raya. Oh, the shahs was maestro raised to maestro sefer. It's more as maestro raised to maestro sefer. Omrav sheishes sefer mushum the havle ki roitzer bekiyumoi. In the sefer, once he tells you, wait for me until I sell it, that's called roitzer bekiyumoi. Because now I'm davening to Hashem that Yayin Nesach should stay around because I want my money back. The guy owes me $100,000. I'm hoping the Yayin Nesach nothing happens to it, and that's a problem. The havle ki roitzer bekiyumoi. Is that true? Rights of human is the case also. I think the Mishnah. A ger, you have a guy, and he has a son who stole a guy, but he has a son who became a ger. Now the halacha is, in the Rabbanon at least, that they're both yerush their father, and they were yerush different things, and the father had a vodizar also. The ger obviously has no use for vodizar anymore. So ger avichavim is yerush avim avichavim. Ger Yochaloima Loi, the Ger could tell his brother, Tol out the Chavim, you take the Vadizara stuff, Bani Moyes, I'll take the money. Tol out the Ayin Nesach, Bani Paris, let's switch like that. I don't have no use for Vadizara. And it's not a problem, because they didn't get it yet. It's not called Chalipin yet, because it's not, this is the way it was, they split it this way. But if it's a bowler, Shusger, also. But if it already came to Shusger and says, oh, I don't need this, I'm giving it back to you, give me something else, that's also. Because then you're ready having enough on Vadizara and making Chalipin on Vadizara. That's also. So, what do you see? The problem is, in the case where he's saying that you take that and I take this, I'm hoping that that thing does not break until I take something connected. Because, Lemaisa, I want to be able to take something connected, so it's Reitze B'Kiyumoy. I want it to stay around until we make the finish the Chalukah. So, Lemaisa, it's Reitze B'Kiyumoy. So, it's Smash Masmut in such a case. So it's a kasha. We said rates of yuma. If the guy tells you, I want to sell something to pay you, it's not right. It's a problem rates of yuma. Here we see it's not a problem rates of yuma. Amar Rabba Ba'ula, Masnisim Ba'avayis Chavim Hamischalakas L'Fri Shivareha. That they're talking about here, Avodah Zarah, that even when if it breaks, it, since it's made out of gold and silver, it has a value. And since it has a value, he doesn't need it for yuma. Because I don't care if it breaks. It still has a value. Zog Gemara, that's good by Tanya Avodah Chavim. The Mishnah said two things, Avodah Zarah and Yayin Nesach. So Tanya Avodah Chavim, that you can say, I don't care if it's Mekayim or not, even if it breaks, it still has gold and silver, it's still good. But Yayin Nesach, Mayik Lameima, what do you say about Yayin Nesach? Zog Gemara, they won't talk about regular Yayin Nesach. Talking about a Cheres Hadar Yani, we had that before, it's these pieces of Cheres that they use like tea bags that were gazapped with Yayin Nesach, it was saturated with Yayin Nesach, and that's what we're talking about, that could break also. Break the Gemara, but still have Leiritz of Kiyumai. So even if it's shouldn't get lost or stolen. Forget about broken. I don't want to get lost or stolen. Still Leiritz of Kiyumai. Elor Papa, you're right. Really should be a problem of Leiritz of Kiyumai. Yerusha Ager, comrades. Shani Yerusha Ager, that Kila Barabon, the Xerish of Yachsel Kakuloi. The whole reason they made Yerusha Ager was because they don't want the Ger to go back. His father was very wealthy. Now he's going to have Charat about becoming a Ger. So we will also make Elgabe the Issa Leiritz of Kiyumai as well. And it's mashed from here. The whole din rights of Kiyum is only Issa Rabbanon, and therefore they were making. And Tayinam Hachi and Tapam Bay is Tayinam Hachi that there's a chilik between Yerusha and other Shutvis. Medvar Murm Shiyarshu. Avonestat was stak a chilik between Yerusha and Shutvis. Mamash the first is a chilik between the two things. So it's a riot that the Dafka Makel by Yerusha and not by Nestat. Why? Because it's a proper rights of Kiyum. If I by Shutvis, I want to stay around, it'll be a rights of Kiyum and it's awesome.